This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Hain and Sylvester Incorporated on FUBAR Radio.
Okay. Shout out Danny Wee, Larger. Yeah. Public announcement. I'm President T. And I am immortal. I don't even age. Remember that. I don't even age. Yo.
Ending careers, prayers, I heard you're ending careers. Who do you roll with? 2, 3, 4 pioneers. Spoke to my peers, they were like cheers. Burying MCs from day to day and engineers. Stranger appears, whoa, bar, started a chief, started a term. Now you're a gangster, how did you turn? Prez, you're kinda safe. Also a little bit stern, king of the culture, no concern. Call me a vulture, gassed up, youth I burn. Nah, it's not a network, can't see a blue tick. I broke the magic, won't see a new trick. Talking, it's not the truth. Talking, it's not the truth. Claiming without the proof. I know, man, they'll come to your roof. Talking, it's not the truth. Talking, it's not the truth. Trust, I'm talking truth. Why you wanna mislead the youth? Pick up the pace, I said pick up the pace. Go against man like I, won't look into my face. None of these my man come from my bits. Stick to the music, turntables in a mix. He will never use it, 10 man stunt for the chicks. Never had a teacher, are you a track? No. Must be a feature, walk in the room, spray what I like. President preacher, whoa, bruh. It's not a stand up, price on my head. Couldn't put a grand up, yeah, so why? Mine was tanned up, please watch your mouth. Mine get banged up, trust me, they were never brought in the game. Them man are dragged up, please watch your mouth. Mine get bagged up. Them man are dragged up, please watch your mouth. Mine get bagged up. Please count your stars, I never got tacked up. Please count your stars, said to my girlfriend, please count the cars. Wow, I was up north with Danny. Bar weren't smoking, 2, 3 dogs. Not really down with a stroking, there's not a match in UK rap. Keep this ting on a music flex, or find a UK strap. I heard a few good tapes, I ain't gonna lie, I ain't gonna buy. Most of the stuff is scrap. Whoa, I was in grime when you was in nursery. Stranger returns, my anniversary, 100 bags. Man wanna burst me, there's a liquor drink. Liquor not thirsty, kiroquily.
Sylvester Incorporated on FUBAR Radio, 4 till 6 p.m. Massive shout out to Joey and Sy for holding down the last 3 hours.
had to get a real quick confirmation.
Proper. Get a little quote in it from that. Yeah. That knows everything. We've got mugs.
We've got Christmas mugs.
Yeah. It's only been, what?
Just over a year.
Just over a year waiting for our crockery.
Yeah, it's been a madness.
Mm. Yeah, not too bad though. Got my name, got both names on them.
Yeah.
Got Michael and Justin. I was going to say Michael and Harley.
Let me see. Yeah.
I've got Michael and... So if I was left-handed, this would be perfect because the Michael could face you so that you remember what to call me.
Yeah. But you're not. You're right-handed, yeah. So it's...
You can't see my mug anyway.
Continuous struggle.
It's going to be a battle with you, mate.
That's the side that's on camera though, so that should be the side that's facing you.
Yeah. How does my mic sound, by the way? Does it sound alright to everyone?
Sounds fine to me.
Fine. Yeah.
Can you turn me up though, please?
Sure.
Cheers, babes.
Can you turn sorry.
I'm about to turn up.
Is that still good?
I can hear Justin more.
That's even better, isn't it? It's because I moved my mic.
I can hear Justin more, but I can't hear myself more.
1, 2, Hinsa. Yeah, There we are.
What button did you press?
We sounded like we were under a fucking sack. You know when you get kidnapped and you're thinking...
Yeah.
That would be the headphone one that was down. That's why you didn't hear yourself.
Matting. Natalie's got a new jacket.
Obviously. She's got a sparkly bomber jacket.
Christmas,
you get good numbers nowadays, Nat, you know?
Thank you.
That's nice.
Thank you very much.
Ratings.
Big ratings. Mm-hmm.
So
as many stars as there are on your jacket, that's how many stars you get in my rating.
Thank you very much. That's also what you should go and rate the podcast with on iTunes.
Rate the podcast.
You're the only star I can see.
Oh, my God.
You're a black star.
Great.
Like Mos Def and Talib Kweli.
Yeah. I often get compared to that.
She's covered in black stars. Been covered in more black stars than Kim Kardashian.
Wow.
Wow. I am Satan.
You are
bad.
Bad, bad boy.
Well, we got a packed show.
Is it?
Today, yeah.
Have we?
Yeah.
What's popping
today?
We
got our last guest of the year coming in today. We've got Joe Grand popping in to the office.
Bless the cause.
That's going to be sick. We've got play to win, haven't
yes,
we?
Yes, we have.
Last one of the year. Perhaps the last one ever. Who knows?
Who knows today?
You two are Harley and Michael.
It's the OGs. Oh, back at it.
Back at it again with the white bag.
Back at it again, smashing up Harley at play to win.
Oi, yeah. Don't even chat like that.
All right, whatever. We've also got, send in your legal queries.
As weird and well, the weirder and the more wonderful.
Yeah, it's the end of the year.
It's Christmas as well. There's bound to be some legal things coming up around Christmas time.
Let's have some Yuletide themed problems, you know?
Yeah.
Is your partner expecting the sex toy that you don't quite know how to purchase?
Is that one relate to you, Nat?
No, I thought you just said I am.
No, I just pulled that one out of thin air, to be fair.
Just giving an example.
Yeah. It is a common one.
Oh. Have you done your Christmas shopping?
No.
I just literally did mine in the last 2 hours.
What did you buy us?
Can't say that.
Exactly. Oh. How can you ask him what he bought?
I was checking to see if he bought us something, and then he said he can't tell us, which means yes, doesn't it?
No.
No, it doesn't at all.
It means that my parents might listen to the show.
No, I said us. I didn't say, like, what have you bought us as in this room is what I meant. What did you buy? Oh, I meant to say us as well.
Oh.
His presence is a present.
Yeah, that's true.
Exactly.
Shit, though.
Yeah, shit presents.
One of them
presents. It's the thought that counts.
One of them that I'd return. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
See, already at it with the lariness.
I'm joking. No, but I definitely would keep a receipt. I'd definitely keep a receipt when you're around.
Why?
Just a random receipt in my pocket so I can take you back.
To where?
I don't know. Anywhere that will take you. Only joking.
Can I just note, on the leeriness front, it wasn't just aimed at you today. I did give Justin, Michael, some lip outside.
I got some lip,
did
yep.
you?
Yeah.
What did you say?
They were saying, will it say Michael or Justin on the mug? I said, well, Michael's a rapper, Justin's the mug. So
yeah. Then he changed it and said, no, only joking, you both are.
I got
a two-hit combo. And Reese's. No, Reese is wearing
Reese's got like a Harrington kind of thing.
Exactly.
That's his sassy jacket.
Yeah,
that is a sassy jacket.
Sassy Harrington's quite a good rap name.
Sounds like a fucking Bond girl.
Sassy
Bondage
Harrington.
Bondage girl.
Now, Sassy Harrington sounds like she could definitely be in James Bond.
Yeah, right? I guess so. I swear there has been a Bond girl called Sassy or something like that.
Does Pussy Go Lightly?
That was it.
Pussy Galore, sorry.
Pussy Go Lightly.
Sorry, I'm thinking of Holly Go Lightly.
Yeah, from Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Exactly.
They're quite different.
I was at a pub quiz last night and Holly, it was Christmas themed. And fucking hell, man. Like, pub quizzes really frustrate me.
No, do you know why pub quizzes really piss me off? It's because how many times I've done pub quizzes and you know the next table have cheated.
Yeah. Right. There was a time when I definitely saw the table next to us reading my lips, and then, like, I read their lips because they were saying the same thing that I just said, and then writing it down.
So you're just to blame, as they are.
Well, just for being obvious.
You were
No. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I said
the answer to Nina, who I was doing the pub quiz with. They read my lips and wrote the answer down, but I saw them saying it to each other before they wrote it down, so I knew they'd read my lips.
I get the excuses in nice and early. I like it.
What are you talking about, mate? No, we did all right. We got like 20, I think 26 out of 34, which isn't amazing, but it's not bad.
That's pretty good. 26 out of 34.
Yeah. There was one time when I literally had an epiphany, right? So one of the questions was, it was cryptic, right? And it was purely Galahad Christmas. Right? And you had to work out...
was it an anagram?
It wasn't an anagram, it was cryptic.
So was it anything to do with the Aldi brand alcohol Galahad?
No, but the Aldi brand alcohol Galahad will be named... What are you going on the internet for? You can't do that at a pub quiz.
Because
cheater.
It's Sir Galahad, isn't it? And I'm thinking,
what is he from? But you say what you see, right? You see, you've already observed that he's Sir Galahad.
Yeah.
What does that make him?
Father Chris.
No, what does that make him? If you're a sir, what are you?
A man.
No.
a landowner.
Bigger picture. What does a sir
knighted.
Make? Right. Okay. Cool.
Knighted.
Right. Galahad Christmas.
Knight Christmas.
The night before Christmas.
There you go.
Oh yeah.
There you go. Oh, okay. I had that epiphany when I was outside smoking a cigarette. I was fucking pissed. We'd already handed in our sheets as well.
And it just came to you. I don't know who Sir Galahad is.
He was from. He was one of the knights of the Round Table.
From Arthur, yeah.
Yeah, Camelot, and their men's.
And their men.
I'm from Camelot. You're the ops. 10 toes when I'm on your block.
It's the Camelot crew 1-2.
Yeah, so that was one of the questions. And that pub quizzes just, yeah, like I said, they frustrate me because you've got the pressure, haven't you? The time constraints. You've got to get it. And your mates are watching as well. That's the worst thing about a pub quiz.
Your mates are watching.
Yeah, your mates like see you like flapping. I did guess Tchaikovsky at one point, which was really good.
Okay.
But anyway, let's get into a song, and then straight after we'll talk about the man who broke into a sexy salad restaurant to eat 12 bananas and urinate in a garbage can.
Oh,
Damien Sylvester Incorporated on Fubar Radio. We're here till 6 o'clock. Get your legal queries in. We will help you out at some point. We'll get Joe Grant to help you out.
I mean, the word help is thrown around a lot.
It's loose. It's loose. Yeah. Very loosely applied.
We'll talk.
It's like
we'll
MC Hammer's trousers.
Yeah. We'll see what we can do.
Yeah, exactly.
Will we even do that, or will we just talk about it?
Yeah, well, there you go. That's what we can promise.
We'll probably read it, get distracted by something completely different, and move on.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But get involved.
Yeah, do you get in touch? How do you get in touch?
You can tweet to us at Fubar Radio, or you can email us at
Fubar Radio.
You have one job.
I wasn't expecting it to be going at me. I thought it was going to be INC at FubarRadio.com.
There you go.
Boom. I knew it was in there.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
It's also on here. If you look down, you'll be able to see it on your little shield.
Didn't even need it. It's all up there.
Yeah.
We never look down.
Always look up.
I mean, always looking up.
Yeah.
That's Arthur Payne and Sylvester Incorporated. We're looking forward to a new year. 2017 should be, as the kids say, pretty decent.
Well, I mean, it's only going to be better than 2016.
Yeah, it can't get much worse, can it?
We did have some good quotables this year, though. You know, like, what are those? Damn Daniel. We've had a few good ones.
What are those this year, though? Mm. Or was that last year?
Well, that was way longer than this year.
But I think what are those might have been last year. Damn Daniel was definitely this year. Mm-hmm. But I think what are those was last year. But I might be wrong, though. But it just feels...
It feels older
like
than
it started in 2015.
What are those? What are those?
That's the funniest thing to come from that.
Yeah.
The Jurassic Park remix. So good. Mm. What are those?
It's just perfect.
That is, someone clip that, please. I really.
Someone has. What are you just saying? Yeah, for real. That's going to be your buzzer one day.
Yeah.
Speaking of buzzers, got the last game of Play to Win coming up.
Is it genuinely the last ever game I played to win?
It might be.
Why is it? Do people not like it anymore?
We're going to do a little zhuzh and bring something new in.
Something new.
Something fresh.
I'm going to have a good think.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Over Christmas.
That. Yeah?
Yeah.
You do that. Meanwhile, let's talk about John Robertson, who's the owner of the Sexy Salad restaurant in Long Island. He recently watched the video of a thief who broke into his Sexy Salad restaurant and ate 12 bananas and also urinated in a bin. The New York Police Department said that they're looking to arrest the thief, who was not identified after breaking into the restaurant on Friday night. Surveillance video shows the thief helping himself to bananas, consuming 12 of them. Got to get that potassium.
That's a lot, 12.
That's a hell of a lot.
Well, you have to be careful dealing with that much potassium.
It's true.
Why?
That's what trying to make himself into a nuclear weapon.
Yeah. Potassium carbonate is what they use in the lethal injection.
Oh.
So if you add over a certain amount of bananas, you can actually OD on potassium and die.
12? How would you be able
to? I think it's more.
No, you'd have to get some. Wouldn't you have to get some carbon in there as well?
Well, actually, if you I think it's approximately 150 something bananas. I don't know how they tested it. It says Oxford students, you know what they're like. Mm. Too much time on their hands. Mm. But yeah, apparently, if you eat over a certain amount of bananas, you can OD on potassium and die.
Yeah, but I think it's literally thousands.
Thousands?
Yeah, they contain trace amounts of potassium bananas. Yeah. I think you'd literally have to eat a ridiculous amount to die.
More about like 50.
Well, have you never heard?
Nah, I don't think he'd. He was on his way. He ate 12 and he's still at large.
At large.
Probably looking for more bananas.
Yeah,
for probably looking for plantain now.
Yeah.
He's getting exotic. He's like, nah, fuck, bananas don't do it for me anymore. He's rolling with like the street black crowd now, innit? And they're like, no, we don't do bananas, man. Don't listen to what white people tell you, man.
Yeah, for real.
We love plantain.
Man, you can cook this shit.
He's like, eat this, man. Eat this jerk chicken. Dude, that's not banana, guys. He's like, what the fuck? Now he's not even using bananas to rob banks anymore. He's using them to rob plantain. You know what I mean?
He's using plantain to rob them.
No, you don't use the plantain apart from anything else but to eat. You know what I mean? Plantain's sacred. Plantain's sacred. You use the bananas as fake guns, but plantain is only ever used as plantain.
Scheme.
You know what I mean?
Right, got it.
Bananas get disrespected on a regular.
Disrespected?
Yeah, that's my new way of saying disrespected.
Disrespected.
What was that, Ali G?
No,
Stepka.
I mean, yeah.
Stepka.
Stepka. But you know, like we said, we would digress. That's one. That's two, actually. No. So this guy, he's helped himself to 12 bananas
And he's also eating potato chips, pretzels, like I've got now, suspiciously.
Oh, yeah.
Natalie's buying stolen goods, maybe.
At stolen prices, lovely.
Yeah. And other snacks. He then urinated in the garbage can and went to sleep on the ground.
I love it.
But by the time Robertson arrived on Saturday morning, the thief was no longer there. Police said that the thief left behind his driver's license at the restaurant located... Why did they leave that till last? They know who this fucker is then. Why is the story even worth fucking telling?
So far, no arrests have been made, though.
Yeah, that's why it's worth telling.
How long has it not taken? Caught him?
How's it not? It's like, just go to his yard at any point.
That's probably why they're not bothered anymore, isn't it? It's like, yeah, he'll get his. After Christmas, we'll catch him.
Yeah.
If you've got his license.
He thinks he's got away with it.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, he must be shitting himself. Like,
well, after those bananas, I imagine he is.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Well, the police actually don't want to get involved in every crime now. Like, in Leicester, the police will only go to burglaries that have happened at houses with odd numbers.
That's a lie.
That is just dead. You live at number 10. Sorry, mate.
You got to move down the road to get them seen. No.
That is ridiculous.
Yeah, just wait.
Who told you this?
I read it somewhere the other day.
When what?
On a fucking toilet door or something.
Ignore it.
Oh,
what is Rich right again? Don't ever question me.
Ignore attempted burglaries at odd-numbered houses. Tenant break-ins at odd-numbered houses were not fully investigated by the police force. Wait, hold on. As part of an experiment to save money.
Is this...
Leicestershire police and said the pilot scheme had no adverse effect on public satisfaction or crime rates. Results of the three-month trial... being evaluated and could see it rolled out throughout the East Midlands.
I think there's a term for you three.
No, don't try it, mate.
I think because it's salty pagans.
No. Because even though I fucking read that, that's on the BBC News. I still can't believe that.
It's not just Leicestershire Police. Other police forces are doing similar things.
But why would they do that?
I don't know.
The dumbest thing I've ever heard. Mm.
Well, because, you know, with burglaries, they don't actually catch that many. Like, the amount of burglaries they are to criminals they catch, it's just not worth going to them. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's just...
It costs
so now half that even. Now even half that number by not even investigating half the fucking burglaries that happen. Bruv, and then still say that it's had no adverse effect on the crime rate.
No, on customer satisfaction is what they're saying.
Yeah, and on the crime rate.
So, but what I'm saying is, so if it's had no effect, right, then when you're saying, oh, you should be out there doing real crimes, but instead they're just chasing dead ends and wasting time sat in an office doing paperwork about crappy stuff. You know
nah,
what I mean?
Man, sorry. No. Because if I live at number 10 and I call Boy Them, Boy Them have to come to my fucking yard.
You'll be all right, Chris, if you live at number 10. Apparently it's odd numbers.
Oh, sorry. You're if I live at number 11.
No,
if I live at number 11.
Wait. So they only investigating
even numbers.
Yeah.
But if you're a smart burglar...
That's one whole side of the road, you know.
I live at number 19. I'm fucked.
Mad. That's just mad.
I'm 21.
See,
so,
I'm 313 to 335.
I've got a problem.
So what do you...
I've got a problem because I'm flat 16, but my block is number 25.
They're not coming for you.
They'll come to your house, but not in your flat.
No, they won't even come. They won't come to the block. But they have to try and find some way to come to my...
Just shout off the street.
Yeah, you're about the balcony. What's the problem out there, mate?
I read in this story, I've never heard of a sexy salad restaurant before.
Yeah, what is that?
Well, there's a cocktail bar, isn't there, or restaurant called Sexy Fish, which is even worse.
Oh.
Because that's not even kind of alliteration.
That's a cocktail bird? Cocktail bar.
But yeah, it's a cocktail bar, right?
This is actually a salad restaurant.
Yeah,
sexy salad. I can understand why someone would call their restaurant sexy salad.
Which salad is sexy?
Aubergines. Oh, it's a fruit.
So that's not a salad, is it?
No, it's a fruit.
I'm sure you can get an aubergine in a salad.
Yeah, you can get most things. You can get fruits in salad.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So that's what you call a fruit salad.
But I mean like
tomatoes and aubergine and pumpkin and
radish,
cucumber.
Radish.
That's not fruit, is it?
No, cucumber is a...
Lamb.
That's quite sexy, a cucumber.
Mm.
Lettuce is not. It's a waste of everyone's
time. I mean, is cucumber sexy? Apparently the skin of a cucumber is known to give you gas.
Oh.
Or really just like gasses you out, like you're killing your cunts. Imagine. That's you went greengrocers. That's why they say. And all the cucumbers were like, yeah, cuz, you're shopping the shit out of this place, cuz.
That's where buy me, cuz. That's where cool as a cucumber comes from. Huh? That's where cool as a cucumber comes from.
Oh, yeah, cucumbers are mad cool. They just gas you up till you buy them. They see you coming, you're like, cuz, all them tenors you got on you, blood. You need to pick me up with one of them, cuz. Gas! Gas. And you're like, yeah, I'm gassed, you know. These cucumbers are getting gas, cuz. Give me two of them cucumbers, man. And you don't even eat them. Just have them around. They're just on the back seat of your whip. You're killing it, cuz.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Lettuce, though, is just shit.
Lettuce is dead out.
No, what do you mean it's shit?
It's boring.
The worst piece of...
I like lettuce.
Do you? It's not even taste of anything.
Celery shit.
Lettuce, celery and cucumber all go in the same... That would be my room 101 contribution.
You know when you get a salad, I always go, lettuce first. You know we talked about eating things in order.
Lettuce is like quite, I don't know.
It's the foundation, isn't it? That's the problem with lettuce.
Yeah.
Lettuce is like...
No, I prefer like use the spinach.
Yeah, I prefer spinach to lettuce and cabbage.
Yeah.
I prefer cabbage.
I do like cabbage.
I love cabbage. Raw. I like cabbage.
But I prefer lettuce.
I've never
prefer lettuce to cabbage.
Weird blood. Yeah.
We're talking about. I've never met anyone that likes lettuce before.
Apart from this guy.
Yeah.
I mean, I like it.
I don't like it. It's not like my favourite thing in the world.
No, but you thought you were just talking about it just now, though. I like it. His voice lowered a ton. I like lettuce.
Yeah. I love me some lettuce.
Yeah, I like lettuce. Like, you know. But I never
No
eat
one
lettuce.
Likes lettuce. No one says that.
How much do you like it? Do you kiss it?
You don't crave lettuce. You don't go in the kitchen.
Yeah, but you said
and then like
you
just picking
like
the
lettuce.
Yeah, what have I got it? Oh, I really can't see some lettuce.
Move all the fucking nibbles out of the way. But you draw for lettuce.
You never eat lettuce like on its ones, do you?
Ever.
So when I eat lettuce, it's always...
You're not offended by lettuce.
It's nice. Yeah. It's just nice. I don't know.
It's not nice.
No, it's
just doesn't taste like anything.
Bland.
It's the worst thing ever.
The worst thing ever.
It literally is. It doesn't stand for anything,
no,
man.
No, it's not worse than mayo.
If lettuce was a person, it would be like your worst mate. It just doesn't stand for anything.
Wow. Is it worse than mayonnaise? I say not.
Fuck mayonnaise. Yeah. Mayonnaise is
that's
evil.
The one.
Damn. Do you like mayonnaise?
I love mayonnaise. On everything. Mayo on everything.
Let's have a poll. There we go.
Yeah.
That's our poll.
What's
I want to know how many
worse?
Listeners.
Mayonnaise or lettuce?
I have mayonnaise and lettuce on a
what
burger.
Do you prefer, mayonnaise or lettuce? Where's our producers?
No, what's worse?
What's more disappointing?
What's worse? Yeah,
what's the bigger disappointment?
If you got a Christmas present and it was lettuce and a jar of mayonnaise, which present would be more disappointing?
I disown whoever gave that present to me.
Oh, yeah.
Could be my kid. Could be my only kid. And I disown them.
Disown them.
If they gave me like a personalised jar of mayonnaise, I'd disown my kid.
If I had a burger that had mayonnaise and lettuce in it, would be like a bush tucker trial for me. I just couldn't.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Wait, so you don't have lettuce in your burger?
No.
No, do you know, it's like Harley said, lettuce goes with things, innit? You don't know it's there, innit?
Why? I eat it first. That's what I mean. I always eat it separately. So I pull out the tomato and the lettuce from the burger, eat it, and then eat the burger.
Lettuce bathed in like barbecue sauce is quite nice. Because it feels like you're just eating leaves, innit? Just like...
Yo, kale shit. Fuck kale.
So do you want to put kale in there? Because I'm thinking we should have like a few options. Mayonnaise, lettuce, kale, you're saying.
You can't put kale in the
that's
same
kind of nice. That's
yeah,
not
yeah, you can.
No,
bun
you
kale.
Can't.
It's only because...
bun kale.
Innit?
When you've got no weed left. Innit? Bun kale.
It's far too trendy, bro. It's just another fad. Like avocado shit.
No, avocado's peng. Don't even... Yeah, nah, we'll fight,
so
bro.
Peng.
We'll have a straightener, bro.
I don't know. I don't like guacamole, so...
Nah, avocado's peng.
Yeah.
Oh, it's too peng. It's too peng. It's like nature's jam.
I'm going to get banged during the next song, aren't I?
You know what I mean? Jam. Just stick it on toast. You ain't got to put anything else on there.
It's all right. Reese can nominate it. Because you said...
Yeah, of course.
I said mayonnaise. You said lettuce. You said kale. What's a food you don't like? We need four to go up for the poll here.
What's the food I don't like?
Yeah, something.
Wait, what did I say?
You said... You have lettuce, mayonnaise, kale, and what's Harley going for?
I like... Harley lacks everything.
Like, there's nothing you don't like.
The thing is, the only thing that... Actually, I've started eating that, so it's...
See, the problem with kale is...
You like everything.
It sounds too much like quail, right? And when we were having kale for dinner, and when I got in there and it was a green plant and not a bird, not meat.
You were pissed.
Nearly popped off in the Sanders household, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, it would pop off for me as if kale was the main course.
I was warming up that sweet chin music like Shawn Michaels. I was stamping around it.
Damn. No, I like everything.
Do you like liver?
Yeah, that's a good one.
But like,
that's a good one.
I don't think I've ever had liver, so I can't really comment.
Fuck. fuck's sake.
Do you like steak tartare? That's rank.
That's nice.
Raw steak.
Yeah,
raw.
I love. Do you like sushi?
Steak. No. I like things cooked. I mean, I would like it if it was cooked, but not.
It's not sushi. Yeah,
sushi only applies to the rice, isn't it?
What's the fish?
The fish is called
sashimi. Oh. If you have like raw fish, it's called sashimi.
Okay, so you like everything. All right, well, three things are going up on the poll then.
You're too fucking diplomatic, man. I hate you.
Do you like corned beef?
Yeah.
I love corned beef.
I like corned beef.
No, he will never have had corned beef. Corned beef is only working class.
Yeah, what about
middle class people don't have corned beef?
You're mad.
Do you like bubble and squeak?
Yes.
Like
seven.
Do you like Charlie eating corned beef?
Huh? Do you like giblets?
What giblets?
What comes out the turkey?
Yeah, you're not supposed to eat them. So if you say yes to that, I'm going to be like,
oh. That's where people eat giblets.
Do they?
I never had any giblets.
What about the crackling off top of pork? That's a very subjective food.
I like
off top of pork. You went proper northern there. Have you?
I like scratchings.
All right. How about black pudding? Nah, it's
not. Black pudding's lame.
I don't dislike it.
Haggis.
I've never had it.
You've never had haggis?
No.
I've never had haggis.
That's so narrow-minded.
It's quite nice.
I would eat it.
So uncultured.
We're going to figure out something that you've never had. In the meantime, let's get into a song.
Mm-hmm. Something I've had but I don't like.
Yeah, that's it. Let's get into a song, and then we've got Joe Grind coming to join us in the office in a sec.
Pressure Beats.
Hey, yo, RIP to everyone who never made it into 2017. Feel like we lost so many this year, man. It's been a mad year for real. So much has happened, I don't even know where to begin.
You know why boy Ace made it.
We had the referendum and Britain voted to leave. What the meaning that we did, we saw the pound go weak. Brexit, that was the word in the street. Now when we go on holiday, we gotta change more peas. Soon the leavers start having regrets. Cause all they really wanted was some immigrants to stay in the net. David Cameron, he up and he left. He fucked shit up and then he left us to tidy the mess. It's all mad, England leaving the EU. Lost to Iceland, so again we was leaving the EU. Hodgson, he had to resign. And his replacement after one game agreed to be fine. I don't get man like Sam Allardyce. The guy makes meals but still doing dodgy deals on the side. We had another big battle in grind. Chip V Young and Uwan kinda hard to decide. You see both won it all with the reins. But Chip kinda shut him down when he hit him with the 6-7 lane. So they're saying Young and took that L. Well he took like 50k followers so it's hard to tell. The Olympics came around as well. I enjoyed the show but I hope it didn't finish Brazil. And Bolt done the 3-for-3. That's 3 goals 3 different times, tell me he ain't a G. Yeah, Mo Farah done the double again. He always makes Britain proud. When he runs, I'm always cheering for him. Paul Pogba went back to United. 89 mil record deal, had the devils excited. Pokemon Go had them out of control. People all around the world trying to catch them all. People started losing weight and health started improving. Then a mannequin challenge came and we all stopped moving. Nines posted jewelry on his grandma, had the internet crashing. Now that's what the fuck I call a chain reaction. Section boys brought out Drake and Chris Brown and Section, they brought out tape. Western One best song, so that's a mistake. Abracadabra, a player out of nowhere. Shut the game down, robbery, the hardest song of the year. And Killer Clowns popped up everywhere. It's all mud. Birdman told Charlamagne, put respect on his name. And black people in America are still getting slain. Racism don't exist, so says Lil Wayne. A big hurricane came and blew Haiti away. 400 plus people dead, the whole country in pain. And the Islamic State hit Paris again. So many dead around the world, so every night I pray. We lost Prince and Muhammad Ali. The game was Steve Business, but he went to jail. So the ghost from Power Devious did as well. Adam Johnson inside, cause he likes little girls. 60k a week job down the drain, oh well. Link up, sign a record deal. Shout Rashid, shout Joey, shout Ade and the rest of the team. Urban UK Films came back to the screens. Brotherhood made 2 mil in this first week. Weekend and intent was sick. Landlord number 2 got a shout out Gigs. Got a shout out Dave, a remix with Drake. At 18 years old, you know his future's great. Leicester won the league. Biggest sports shock of the year. I wish I put some money down, I'd be a millionaire. Bear Reigns though, big up to them. Hard work and dedication always wins in the end. When it comes to UFC, now McGregor's the king. 2 belts, 2 weights, no one's chanting to him. And no one's chanting to Murray, the world's number one. I don't think there's a tennis medal he hasn't won. Harambe got shot dead, I blame the baby's mum. Zika virus disappeared just as quick as it come. Paper fibers out, plastic fibers came. Got me checking on the numbers before I give it away. True, it might be worth a couple of bills on eBay. Armed robbers got paid when they ran up on Kim K. Was an inside job, I don't care what they say. All the drama and the stress, it all got to Kanye. I hope he's okay. And you know I got a hail up Skepta. Number 2 plus the Mercury win. It's all mad, he be David Bowie. Man, R.I.P. David Bowie. If you got that new Samsung, I'm sorry. Them things, they're blowing up like ISIS. 2016 was the year of crisis. In my whole life, never seen nothing like this. And I can't forget 9-11. Now I ain't talking about that 9-11. I'm talking 16's 9-11 when they announced Donald Trump has won the election. It's all the things he said and all the things he did. Kinda hard to believe people voted for him. Shows birds of a feather will stick together. And if your money's long enough, you can buy whatever. I think everything happens for a reason. Like most things are meant to be. I really wish you all the best for the new year. But that's a wrap for 2016.
Why, yeah, man. Well, yeah, man, so many other people I need to big up. I can't fit everyone in, but big up all the independent artists that charted in top 10s or top 40s, man. I see you, man. Big you up if you made progress this year in your career, man. It don't have to be in music. It could be in anything, man. I see you, man. Trust me. All progress is positive, man, so I salute that. You get me? Big up. Let's hope for more in 2017.
Have you been accused of a crime that you didn't commit? Are you looking for free, confidential, professional advice and legal representation? Do you want to hear a friendly voice on the phone? No? Then you've come to the right place. Here at Payne & Sylvester Inc., we don't actually care about your problems. We've got problems too, bitch. We're just here for the bants. Give us a call or send us a tweet or email us and we'll tackle your problems. Terms and conditions apply. We won't actually tackle a single one of your shitty problems. In fact, we'll probably make them worse. We're not even real lawyers.
We are the law, though. Payne & Sylvester Incorporated. Reese is in the house. Natalie's in the house. We've also got a very special guest in the house.
Indeed.
In the form of Joe Grind.
Yes, boy.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
How's it going?
I'm good, man. How's everything real up?
Yeah, yeah, very well, very well. We, as you can see, we're kind of locked in a very important end of year debate now.
It is very important.
It's very important. These kind of things, man, like you kind of have to hash them out now. You got to bury the hatchet now while it's 2016, so we don't go into the new year with these kind of these burdens on our shoulders.
Is there anything that you don't like?
I don't like a million things. I can't eat a million things. My stomach just doesn't have it.
And I respect that.
Well, seriously,
but this guy.
Nah, this is what I'm saying though. Like,
yeah, he's got the right idea.
He's the perfect house guest.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you understand? But I haven't cooked anything and Ali would just come around like, yeah, man, it's cool, man.
He knows his channel.
But I'm beginning to think that you just don't have taste buds.
Mm.
No, what do you mean?
Because there is nothing that, like, you are indifferent towards Brussels sprouts. When I heard I was like, you like fizzy water.
No,
that's not normal.
He doesn't dislike it,
I don't dislike fizzy water.
BPC.
I don't dislike Brussels sprouts.
You didn't like pot noodle on chocolate croissants.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Oh, shit! Yeah. We found something!
I didn't like beef and tomato pot noodle on a chocolate croissant. I didn't like that.
We found the combination.
But separately? But
yeah, separately, they'll say, all right.
Oh, yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, no, we found your kryptonite.
Like, oh.
Maybe, but Joe, do you, as Harley, won't nominate something? You could put you on the poll. Is there anything you want to nominate, a food that you don't like, that we can put out there on our poll?
That was definitely a pause moment as well. We can put you on the poll. We don't put Mandem on the poll now.
Is it don't like or don't eat?
Don't like, I would say.
No. Yeah, definitely don't like.
Don't like.
No, I don't really know, to be honest.
Oh. What?
Do you know, as I said, there's a million things I can't eat.
Yeah.
But I am a dustbin. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like Harley, I am a dustbin. Like, you bring me around your house and if you've got the right stuff, it's over. It's game over. But if I can't eat it, then that's it. Like, so right. I don't eat the whole pork and whatever. So
okay,
so that's
cool.
A preference.
Yeah.
I'm trying to say. All right. Fair play.
But
at the same time, that is a serious debate, you know, because you know, like, what you're going to have for lunch and dinner is the most serious question.
You know
ever.
What I'm saying?
You know, like that, like, yeah, like it, you sit there like for hours. What's going on? It's all turned 7 o'clock now. What am I going to eat for dinner, though?
Yeah,
dinner
yeah.
time's over.
Something that tests relationships regularly as well.
Yeah.
Mm. But Wiley, why did I say Wiley? Harley could technically have lettuce, Brussels sprouts, and wash it down with a bottle of fizzy water for lunch and be as satisfied as me having McDonald's.
No, I would. If you serve me up a plate of lettuce, mayo, kale, Brussels sprouts. I'm not going to be that gassed about
in
having
fizzy
that,
water soup.
Yeah, no. I'm not going to be gassed about having that, am I?
Nah, even if we get a cucumber to gas you up.
Oh, man. I don't know.
Even if the cucumber's there, the table, cuz, you could do this, cuz. Come on, cuz.
Yeah, maybe.
Come on, yeah, that'll definitely work.
Yeah,
you need cucumbers at every meal. I reckon that's why cucumbers are so important in meals, because they gas you up. We discovered that earlier on, that cucumbers gas you,
okay. Yeah, they just get you mad hyped.
Moving on. But yeah, we've got you in. You've kindly come into the office to talk new releases, haven't you?
Yeah.
You've got a new release out now on Spotify, Apple Music.
Yeah, Spotify, Apple Music, all them,
all the major digital outlets. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, tell us about it. What was the kind of thinking behind the time of the release? Conceptually, anything that's kind of sticks out as a reason as to why now.
Do you know what? Yeah. There wasn't that. Everyone expected me to say, I was proper in the studio and it was. But no, it was just, I didn't know what track to release next. There was five of them. And I said, you know what? I can't decide. Let me just put out a project. And that was exactly where it was, really.
Yeah, fair play, man. Like, whimsical releases are as good as kind of really kind of thought out. Yeah. If you've got music and you want to put it out, put it out. You've got a fan base that expects it.
Exactly.
There's no structure to release the music anymore.
Do you understand?
You just kind of just do whenever.
Because all year long, I've been releasing like single, and then it got to the point where, rah, I like this one though, and I like that one, and I like that one, but I've got to release that one as well. You know what? Do you know what? Just get out of my face. That was it.
I love that.
But you got some really cool features on there. You got Nick Brewer. Nick Brewer's a respected MC.
Yeah.
But that was a surprise to me, seeing that. How did did you have a prior relationship before?
Nah, collaborating? You know what? I heard his one take.
Yeah. Like underrated.
I heard his one take when it first came out, and I was like, right, this is bad.
Yeah, he's
this
cold.
This is bad. And then, like, because it was nuts. I saw Nick Brewer one take, and I thought it was a parody, because I got Nick Brewer mixed up with the other Nick from, what's that station called? One Extra.
Oh, yeah. Nick Bright.
Yeah, so I thought it was a parody.
Okay.
So I'm like, alright, let me see what this funny stuff is and everything. I watched it and I realised, this ain't Nick Bright.
This is actually cold. Yeah.
And I listened to it and I'm like, bro, this is mad. Yeah. So right away, I hit him and said to him, bruv, bad. Like, you know, like, if I'm proper feeling something, I'm not going to stop myself from telling someone how I feel about it. You get what I'm saying? And then, from there, I done the original Money song, and I was trying to do the remix, and I went for a few artists, but I need to find people who could do the subject. You know what I'm trying to say? Because there's a million artists right now out, but there's only a few that can actually stick to an actual topic.
That's a very good point.
And I thought, all right, Brewer, Christianity, he sees stuff in a positive light.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Let me get him. You know what I'm saying?
Cool.
And I was excited to see the way he actually done it, and when he done it, I'm like, his verse, like, I love my verse, cool, I'm not gonna be biased, and if I love Nole's verse, but his verse takes me somewhere, you know what I'm trying to say. Like, it actually makes me say, yeah, man, yeah, he's right, man, you know what I'm saying.
I hear that. Would you say he was kind of closest to the subject?
Yeah,
as in, spelt out how you were feeling.
He's
a really descriptive MC. Much props to Nick Brewer and to Nole who's made a marked return, especially after that, like, quite horrific accident that she had.
Relatively
recently. You got Bonkers on there as well.
Yeah.
Is that a guy you've known for a while? Because obviously you're both from South London, isn't it?
No, I met him last year as well.
Oh, seeing, yeah, yeah, I came across Bonkers maybe like last year, the year before as well. Yeah.
Yeah. That was me and him was having a long conversation on the phone. Then after, because originally I was meant to get someone else in there, but they was on some super long thing. And then I was on the phone to Funks, and we was having some proper mad conversation. I goes, you know what? I got something that suits this energy that we got right now.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, cool, send it to me, I'm going to the studio. I said, no, bruv, come to the studio with me. He's like, no. And then he didn't go to the studio with me, but he heard the track in the studio, and he said he had to lay it down there. And that's why he lost. But, because you know what, I honest to God think that if he had come to, this is my perspective that he lost. You know what I'm saying? I didn't beat the hell out of him.
Yeah.
It was that, like, if he had heard my verse, he might have known what he was up against, and he might have brought that little bit more bit of kami, you know, so he could have beat me.
I love that.
Yeah, it's a very competitive thing.
It is.
Friendly competition's always healthy.
Well, should we get into it?
Yeah, man. Let's play a cut, man. Would you like? Would you do us the honour of introducing it?
Which one are we doing? Pun the Rhythm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. This is Joel Grand, and right now you're listening to FUBAR. Ah, what am I doing?
Yeah, go on. Yeah, yeah, go on. Yeah, yeah,
you got, sorry. I just lost my whole train of thought. I looked at the sign. Right now you listen to FUBAR Radio. This is Pun the Rhythm featuring Bonkers.
Man think they're nice when the rhythm ain't nice, when the rhythm like man. These man might got vibe when the rhythm can't vibe, when the rhythm like man. These man talk about rap when the rhythm can't rap, when the rhythm like man. These man might shine for the rhythm but can't shine for the rhythm not like man. These man think they're nice when the rhythm ain't nice, when the rhythm like man. These man might got vibe when the rhythm can't vibe, when the rhythm like man. These man talk about rap when the rhythm can't rap, when the rhythm like man. These man might shine for the rhythm but can't shine for the rhythm not like man. These man ain't that nice when the rhythm ain't ice, when the rhythm like man. They ain't got that fire in the knot like man. Them love talk about fire with the knot like man. Them little pricks won't fire with the love skin gang. I'm around criminals, I won't mention names, no subliminals. Don't care for fame, they ain't MCs. If I say Merkel man, then that's literal. I mean literal. You don't want this, get physical. My network gives me bad data, so I just gotta give you 3G's the signal. I don't send for man, I just send for man. If I send a man, then it's over. You offend a man, I'll remember man. Best remember man, when man's closer. No sir, you don't want me write your name with my rotor. If I make time for you, then that's your time. And you know what time that means for you, don't ya? Time. Stay up off a man's sonar. These man talking shit backwards. These man sound like Yoda. These man must smoke backwards. We've got them sounding like Hodor. Them man keep moving different. Them man must be bipolar. Let man know. These man think they're nice when the rhythm ain't nice, when the rhythm like man. These man might got vibe when the rhythm can't vibe, when the rhythm like man. These man talk about rap when the rhythm can't rap, when the rhythm like man. These man might shine for the rhythm but can't shine for the rhythm not like man. These man think they're nice when the rhythm ain't nice, when the rhythm like man. These man might got vibe when the rhythm can't vibe, when the rhythm like man. These man talk about rap when the rhythm can't rap, when the rhythm like man. These man might shine for the rhythm but can't shine for the rhythm not like man.
Riding the beat like a pagan, riding the beat like a op. Riding the street or the pavement, light up the heat on your block. Give my driver the key to the Rangers, I'm reclining my seat till it drops. They smile at me cause I'm famous, I just light up the weed and I nod. See guys on the street, that's my energy, just a guy that defeated the odds. See grind in the street, man grind in the street, trying to find all the key to the locks. Don't like the police, man like the police, you could die if you speak to the cops. No sign in the G, ain't got my kind of P, give me 500 G's so it's long. I'll be like, what team are you on? Move to a man, my G, what you on? Yeah, I got source HP with a wand, still shutting heavy to the potheads done. Give her the monster, lot less done. Got a little more family, a lot less dons. Yeah, you could be a hothead in real life. One headshot, that's your hothead gone. Wait, better have sticks and stones. Them words will make you get pitched in your home. Turn off your location, rude boy. Come and find you like Pokemon Go. Yes, I'm a madman, bad man, sick head. But I get mad like older bunks though. Dead man, run a man down on a high road. Chuck, chuck, chuck in your throat and then roll, man.
These man think they're nice when the rhythm ain't nice, when the rhythm like man. These man might got vibe when the rhythm can't vibe, when the rhythm like man. These man talk about rap when the rhythm can't rap, when the rhythm like man. These man might shine for the rhythm but can't shine for the rhythm not like man. These man think they're nice when the rhythm ain't nice, when the rhythm like man. These man might got vibe when the rhythm can't vibe, when the rhythm like man. These man talk about rap when the rhythm can't rap, when the rhythm like man. These man might shine for the rhythm but can't shine for the rhythm not like man.
Payne and Sylvester Incorporated on FUBAR Radio. We are joined by the man himself, Joe Grind. The debate rages on.
It does.
Honestly, every time the mics go down, the debate, it's just mad. We've just discovered that Reese doesn't like potato in potato any form. Hater. Potato hater. That's your new nickname.
Potato hater.
Man. I can't believe you didn't know that before. I mean, it's...
No, we did. But now that it's in context now, you know? Yeah. And you don't... That means you don't like mash.
Or crisp.
Bun mash.
Crisp.
Do you know what? I've never had a crisp, though.
Alan Shearer.
Oh, this is...
No,
obviously, I eat crisp, yeah. What I'm saying is, I've never had a crisp and gone like, oh, this is bitter potato-y.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I guess, I mean, so. Like, I'm like a tomato snapper or a Space Raiders kind of guy, you know what I mean?
Yeah, doesn't taste mad potato like, does it?
Mm. No, the only crisps that remind me of potato and McCoy's, isn't it? Because that's because I used to see that.
Yo, Bun McCoy's. Bun McCoy's. Worst crisp.
Bun you, bro.
Justin's actually fallen off of his chair.
I'm not in it. How dare you, blood?
Mate.
Do you want to come back next year?
I know,
not next week.
Quickest way to get fired, they say Bun McCoy's. Fuck, man.
Wait,
no.
What is it? Steak grill, char grill.
Blood. Oh my God, do you know, are you mad? Until I was a teen, I genuinely believed that, like, a fucking lumberjack makes those crisps.
Yes, they do.
I swear they definitely do. Just but three guys in Canada chopping shit. That's why they make crisps now.
Good. It's proper handmade.
That's flavor.
Shit.
Yeah, fully cut. The ridges have just manually done. They're like that. Shit. With a fucking Swiss Army knife, man. They're handmade, man. I don't give a fuck what anyone says. They're handmade. Handmade. I don't care how many multi-packs they put out. I know that
it's
there's
the
one
truth,
guy
though.
Making those still.
It's the truth. You know the ones that he's got the biggest axe and he's
fully,
doing it.
Fully. And he's the same age. He's been the same age all this time.
You know that? No, he's teaching his kids, obviously.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm trying to pass that. Yeah.
You know that Goodfellas when man's peeling the garlic perfectly?
Yeah.
That's what he does with the axe. He knows the perfect pressure to swing.
Yeah. It's a study.
This is it.
It's maths, man. It's all maths.
Mr. Trust McCoy. Me. He lives out in the forest.
Just there grinding his axe. Good segue. Speaking of grinding.
Yes.
We have a game for our very special guest, Joe Grind. Right. So, we're going to see how well you know you're grinding. We're going to play some sounds, and you have to guess what is being ground.
Okay. All right. I've got a little intro.
Can I have a look at the.
Yeah. A little
No, but you're on the same side. You're going to have to come round here. You're going to have to come round here.
Okay. Let's listen to his intro. No.
What are we grinding with Joe Grind on Pain and Sylvester Incorporated?
Lovely. So much charisma. So much charisma.
How much does she get paid?
On a real plan.
Yeah. We may not pay her. Put some emotion into your voice.
I mean, I didn't even get to listen to it, but whatever.
Oh,
it was brilliant.
That's going to be mad hard.
Okay, are you ready, Geography?
Always,
your first,
always.
What are we grinding? Here we go.
That doesn't even sound like what it is at all.
That's what
it sounds like
here.
A rattlesnake.
That's what it says.
A Disney rattlesnake.
Well, for the record, just to help you out, that what it is, that's not being ground by
now.
Yeah,
it's something that would grind.
Yeah, something you can grind.
What do you reckon the substance is that you can hear being shaken around?
That sounds like a rattle, man. I'm clear.
Play it one more time.
Okay.
Well, what would you put in a rattle? Apart from rice.
I didn't even know rice was in rattle.
Isn't it like rattle?
Like hard rice.
But
it's a that's just mad, like, misleading.
No, yeah.
Is that peppers being ground?
Oh, close. Very close with pepper.
Very close.
So where can you
grind? That's what I'm saying. I thought it's black peppers. That's what I'm saying.
Yes, very close. No, close.
Yeah?
It's not pepper, but
it's something that you'd have with pepper.
It'd be on the table right next to you.
Oh, a salt.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
Correct.
See, I'm
correct.
Going hard, man.
But that's like a pepper shaking. That means salt shaking.
Do you know what? Now you're saying
ironic
this,
thing is, the ironic thing is, that could have been pepper, but someone just said it's salt.
It could have been. Yeah. But you know what? I can see it now.
Yeah. Okay, let's go on to number two in What Are We Grinding?
Someone dropped a bowl.
you're on the right line.
The bowl, it does involve a bowl.
Kind of.
Yeah, no,
yeah,
definitely.
It does have a bowl.
Can I hear that again?
Mm-hmm.
Make a little beat out of that.
Yeah. No. Nah. I'm going to have to fasten that one.
Okay.
It's...
What? Yeah.
It's a pestle and mortar.
There you go.
Doing,
You know the
it's very specific.
That you
it
crush sort of
pesto.
Herbs in.
And
also like you know when you're making medicine.
I can see that now as well.
I couldn't have even taken that because here it had to be pesto as well.
It had to be pesto. So middle class.
Yeah, I wouldn't have got. I wouldn't have got that one.
No, we wouldn't have expected you to get a pesto. We would never expect you to get a pesto
because there's definitely nothing was being ground in that. They were just dropping it into the thing.
Someone's just in the image thing. Look, I've got a mortar and pestle in my house.
Okay, let's go on to number three. Just like...
But the maddest, that could just be anything.
Like, I've got a feeling that this one is going to sound exactly the same as the next one.
Yeah, probably.
Basically. So just tell us what... That reminds me of back in the day.
Oh, yeah?
Hearing my mum cooking. No, hearing my mum cooking. She'd always use one of them.
That sounds like, you know, lift up the lid and put
blender.
It in there.
Blender.
That's it. There you go.
But what are they blending? Yeah. Is it like he's going to guess what the... What?
Obviously a cabbage. I'm joking.
No, it's not of the vegetable. It's not vegetable.
It's not vegetable.
What could you blend up to make into a tasty
light
drink?
Vegetable.
Into a drink?
Oh, like a orange or
yeah, there you go. Fruit smoothie. I'm going to give that to you. Okay, so number four. Here you go.
Just play number three again. Trust me.
Let's see.
Oh wait. Okay.
It's the same thing.
It's not. It's not. There's clearly harder contents in there.
It basically is though. That's a
Yeah. What?
That's a wait. Do that again. Sorry. Okay. I know what that is. But isn't that the smoothie maker?
No, that's not the smoothie maker. It's the same
kind of machinery, but what are they grinding?
Yeah, it's harder than fruit.
It's harder than fruit.
Yeah.
This is the hardest game ever.
That's vegetables then.
Much harder than fruit.
Big around Christmas, people have a lot of them.
Oh, yeah? Nuts.
Yeah.
There you go.
Grinding nuts. It's going well. Finally, what is
I just didn't know. People have a lot of them. Go on.
At Christmas they do, don't they? There's nuts.
Oh yeah, yeah, nuts are a big Christmas snack.
A million men in a bunch of rooms.
Yeah. Here we go, number five.
Do you remember this boy band?
Do you know what the funniest thing is, you see in that song it goes slow grind.
Yeah.
But every time I used to hear it, I used to say but then it was kind of like homoish because obviously why would they be singing to me?
Maybe they expected you to rap on the song. You know, they were just doing the intro and then they never
had that brother who was just shouting rubbish in it. But yeah, pretty Ricky Graham with me, yeah.
Yeah, correct. So that is 4 out of 5. Joe Grime wins.
4 out of 5.
Yes. 4 out of 5 ain't bad at all.
That's great.
Little help from your friends, but you know, it's Christmas. Okay. It's Christmas. That's a very, very, very good. We've got legal queries.
Let's do one quick legal query,
okay,
then we
cool.
want to Plato. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay, cool.
Absolutely.
So we basically, as you know, we're the law.
Yep.
We are the law. Yes. And we get our listeners to send in some queries that they'd like us to talk about and possibly help them with.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so, a good
possibly.
Let's do that one.
Possibly
yeah.
is the operative word.
Okay. From Xavier.
Easy.
Xavier.
Like Professor X.
Oh,
Xavier.
Unless he's Spanish.
That's a J still.
True, yeah.
No.
It's Javi. It's Ja, isn't it?
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah, Xavier.
Okay.
Don't worry, Xavier. I've got you.
All right. Hi. I've shaved my pubic hair to look like mince pie.
What?
I showed my girlfriend and before I could say anything, she said, "Oh God, it actually does look like me."
What?
She keeps
is your girlfriend a mince pie?
I think his girlfriend might just be a bit of a pudding.
She keeps telling her friends and asking me to show them. When do I tell her that it's a mince pie and not her?
What? What is the shape of your girlfriend's head?
It's mad round.
His girlfriend's
like a star in the middle.
Yeah, his girlfriend's Lisa from fucking Simpsons.
Or maybe she's one of those like alien people who wear the foil on their head. You know what I mean?
What is your girlfriend's head shape doing looking like
that's
a mince pie? How does your beanie look like a mince pie?
I don't get it.
I don't understand this.
There's a lot of things there. So why did you shave your pubic hair to look like a mince pie?
Yeah, it'd be kind of jokes.
Yeah, festive, innit? I can understand that.
But surely you've got better things to do with your time than crafting.
Maybe self-employed and he's winding down for Christmas.
The better question is, how did he manage to shave it perfectly to be like a mince pie?
I mean, yeah, well, if he hasn't, it looks like his bird, apparently.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Also, he's got to show off his pubes to all of her mates.
Well, he doesn't
have to. Well, he obviously doesn't enjoy it. That's why he's emailed for.
What is Beanie's telling him to show it to her mates?
Yeah, she's telling her friends.
Why don't she just take one photo
and just send it to her pals, isn't it?
What area are they living in? He sent this from some Amish community or something.
He shouldn't tell her though. Do you know what I mean? You can keep riding this one out and reap the benefits. Do you know what I mean?
Because that looks like real love, isn't it? You love me that much. You've shaved your pubic hair to look like me.
That's mad. I say shave it all off and start again.
Yeah,
you get me.
Get someone else to do it.
A mince pie. Of all things.
Yeah. Now, you could have picked like a Christmas tree or how
did that even come up?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I can't imagine any way that you could shave hair to look like a mince pie that it would be realistic and look like a mince pie.
Because it's just like a circle with like a star in it.
Yeah, you'd have to do all
the stars. They've got stars in them, they're just,
isn't it? It's just like
that. That's what I'm saying.
But you'd have to get all the ruffles in the crust right and all that. I don't know how you'd ever fucking pull that one off.
Send an attachment.
I don't know how you pull that one off.
I don't know. Yeah, Xavier. I would like to see it.
And so does her friends, apparently.
You need to make friends with his missus now if you want
to
see it.
I need to say, can I see your boyfriend's pubic hair? It's going to go a bit weird, isn't it?
Nah, because she's been transferred to her friends.
She wants people to see.
Can't be hard to find her as well.
She's probably tweeting about it. Yeah.
Good, 100 retweets and he'll show it to all of us.
That's crazy.
Don't tell her. I think the best thing is just don't bring it up. Christmas will be over soon.
Yeah.
And so will your relationship if you tell her. So just don't do that.
Cheaper Christmas. If you want to break it off, then just break it off before Christmas. Yeah. And then you've got the presents for yourself.
And don't get any mince pies in case she looks at one and then goes, hold on.
Wait, this doesn't look like me.
This looks familiar.
It's crazy.
All right, Xavier, you're cool, man.
Yeah.
I think,
Reese, have you got some results for us?
What, on the poll?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm winning again, but that's no surprise. Mayonnaise, 10% of the votes.
Yeah.
That's too low.
Well, way I mean, too low. Subjective. Lettuce, 40%.
Ooh.
But winning so far, kale.
Shut up.
50. Well, is it the most disappointing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
People are hating on kale though because they know kale is like a buzz food. You know what I mean?
The thing is, it's like hot right now. A lot of people like mayonnaise, so
I don't know why.
I couldn't eat that stuff.
Mad, isn't it? Do you know the funniest tweet I've ever seen about mayonnaise? It was Rag and Bone Man. He went, "What's the point of egg mayonnaise sandwiches? It's just egg and egg sauce."
Do you know what? Yeah, I used to eat egg mayonnaise with salad cream.
Yo, salad cream is bomb though.
Yeah, exactly. Salad cream kind of undoes all the hard work that mayonnaise tries to do to make you hate things.
It does.
You know what I mean? Salad cream just comes along and goes, "No, this is actually really nice."
I stopped eating mayonnaise because all my school friends started talking about how my breath stank afterwards. But you know,
yeah, mate. Occupational hazard, mate. You know, comes with a title. But no, salad cream's piff. Salad cream's piff.
It is.
That could really literally make anything. You could do it.
Tuna sandwiches.
Yes, definitely.
This is it. Like, I don't even use butter. I use salad cream. And a nice. I think hard old bread, right?
Yeah,
now.
Hard old bread. But yeah, man, mate. So thank you so much. We could literally sit here and talk to you for ages, man. Thank you so much for coming in and joining us.
Thank you. And also
massive appreciation for helping us out with the legal query as
that's
well.
Cool, man. That's
and well
cool.
done for scoring 4-5.
I am going to find it, Xavier, and I am going
to. It's all mad right now for Xavier.
Chris, quickly before we get into another song, let our people know where you can find you on social.
Everything on socials, Joe Grand S1. I just put out a new. I need to show you this video.
Yeah,
I just put out a vlog video. I started vlogging.
No joke.
I started sharing my stories. I've just put out a new one called "Kiss the Girl."
Uh-huh.
It's about me being afraid to kiss girls when I was young.
Right. Interesting.
But yeah, Joe Grant is the one. Everything.
Absolutely. Man, thank you so much once again. And we'll be playing, we'll be supporting you so much throughout the new year
thank
as well,
you,
man.
Thank you.
Plato went, and it is the last show of the year.
Mm-hmm.
It's a special time.
Yeah.
So as always, Well, it's Michael Payne today playing Harley Sylvester.
The OGs are back.
Mm-hmm. You've got to guess the song. I'm going to give points for the song, for the title.
Yeah.
Guess the day. There's lots of points to be given out today.
Mm-hmm.
Can you please test your buttons? So, Michael Payne, you're on one, please. Come on!
What?
What's that, Jacob? What?
Like, do you know when you said Michael Payne's on one? I think he is.
What is it?
Sounds like a gargoyle.
It's Home Alone. It's Home Alone, apparently.
Kevin.
I think I don't
know.
Harley, you're on four.
What's that then?
That's Home Alone. It's Home Alone again, isn't it?
What? If Jacob clearly finds this very funny.
Yeah, he does his pissing stuff. Okay, so that's it. Let's go with number one on today's Play to Win. Is that the actual... Have you put a little thing on the beginning of it? There's a little thing on the beginning of it, apparently.
Oh, so, they all have sleigh bells?
Yeah, I think that's what's going on.
I thought it was fake.
Yep.
Oh, fuck. I wish it could be Christmas every day.
No, incorrect.
Oh.
Can I have a guess?
Yeah.
All right. Is it So Here It Is, Merry Christmas?
It's not either of those songs.
Go on, play again.
Do you want to hear? Yeah.
Yeah, please.
Do you like to have a guess on
the song? I swear it is the one that Justin guessed.
No, it's not.
I thought it was going to go into this. I don't know then.
Yeah, neither do I.
It is Darlene Love with All Alone on Christmas.
Can you play that, please? Because if I don't know this song, if this song's not even familiar.
It does sound like...
The actual song.
Oh, sorry. Do we have it on the system, Jacob?
It's not a song I've heard of before.
Never heard of that song in my life.
It's not a song I've heard of before.
Darlene Love.
It's not. I'm going to go to the internet to find it.
Now, when it comes to a game where you play, guess the Christmas songs, there is a rich pool you can choose from. You don't...
To
stumble across something like Darlene Love All Alone on Christmas Day, you must have gone through all the big songs.
It's from Home Alone, apparently, so we can only assume it's the Home Alone soundtrack for today, I guess. What is this?
Well, thanks, you just told us the answer.
What?
No, Darlene Love was the answer.
No, Darlene Love was the answer.
No, but like to guess
he's shouting it through in my ear. It's from the Home Alone soundtrack, the song.
Yeah. I mean, right, so all these songs are from the Home Alone soundtrack?
I don't think so,
Please don't say that.
Ready, Mac? Oh. Yeah.
No, I'm not having this. This is typo negative all over again.
Oh yeah, Christmas. Oh wait.
I've heard it.
Okay.
But I never in a million years would have guessed
it. Would you like to guess the day?
What's
today?
It's not.
Is it phones like extend some, like spend time with someone who doesn't have anyone on Christmas Day?
No, it's not. Harley, would you like to?
You said that so coldly.
Sorry.
You didn't even say, yeah, but it should be, though.
No, yeah, it should
no,
be.
No, it's not. It's not that day. It's not their time now.
They get another day.
Wait till Christmas Day.
No,
yourself.
No. Appreciate your children on Christmas Day.
Can I
just point out that... I think you're going to actually have a hard time guessing the day because the songs don't really correlate with the actual day itself. There's no way that you could look at it and guess.
Oh, really?
It is.
No.
Yeah.
Well, okay, let's move to score two. Let's see how you do with number two.
Jacob's just cracking up.
Jacob's so evil.
But I wouldn't know this one. Jacob, I mean, I would know the song. The song inherently is well known. Evil.
This is the last show.
I'll give you 2 points for the song.
And he's not letting us guess any of these yet.
The artist. I don't think you'll get the artist. If you can get the song, it's a very well-known song. There's been lots of different versions of it. But this is
the
hard.
Most wonderful time of the year.
No, it's not hard.
Is it Frosty the Snowman?
Yeah, oh, fuck, it is. Yeah, sorry, it is. It's Frosty the Snowman. How did you...
That you couldn't control that.
No, I was like, how have you got that from that?
No idea.
Do you want to have any guesses as to who sings it?
Never. There, no way. I don't want to lose any credibility by trying to guess.
It's everyone's favourite male singer, Gene Autry.
Who?
Gene Autry.
Fuck's sake, Jacob.
Okay, so that's two. I think we should just give 2 points.
I don't have a pen.
No, I'll give you my pen.
So you get double points.
Because it was hard, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that, okay.
Especially
okay.
After I guessed it.
Yeah.
double points.
Would you like to have a. It's Mary. Christmas, anything can happen. Would you like to have a guess on the day, please?
What was it?
Frosty the Snowman. So we've had All Alone on Christmas, Frosty the Snowman.
Is it 4 days before Christmas?
It is, you're right.
You're actually correct, that is it, but that's the name for the day. So, Harley, what would you say?
Hmm?
I mean, technically, you're right, it's 4 days before Christmas.
So, basically, today has a specific name.
Yeah, today, right the 21st.
Michaelmas.
21st of December has a specific day around it.
Mm. How did you guess that?
What?
How did you guess it was the theme was 4 days before? Was it
just genuinely, actually is.
No, it's not right. Christmas it's not here, today. But it is technically 4 days before Christmas, so that is correct. But that's not what the day is.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Okay, let's move on to number three.
But it was a good guess to know that it was something to do with. It's like the title. Mm-hmm. We just got to guess the title of what 4 days. Can we have a clue?
Right, so do you know how. There's always a certain time in the year they have like the longest day and the shortest day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's
equinox.
Yeah, but more specific than that.
Daylight saving.
No.
Oh, is
it? Both had a guess.
No. Let's move on. We're moving on to number three.
God, that shit me off.
Made it sound like a horror movie.
Well, it does, yeah. What is it?
Is it White Christmas?
Yes, it is. That is correct. There's a point for Harley. But who sings White Christmas, Harley? That fella, yeah. Who is it?
White Christmas.
Who is it?
I think just I just like the one I used to know. It's not... Is it Dean Martin?
No, it's a similar time to Dean Martin. No, a little bit before, I'd
can
say.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
Is it Bing Crosby?
Correct. There is a point for Michael Payne there and a point
for Harley.
What's the day, though? White Christmas, Frosty the Snowman, All Alone on Christmas. Titles don't really help you, if I'm honest, but...
Is it the...
What's the day of the equinox?
Is it the... So is it one of the equinoxes?
Yeah, it's one. Yeah, it's today.
It's the, not autumnal.
No.
Harley Sylvester Sule.
Mm-hmm. What are you saying, Harley?
I don't know what the equinoxes are.
Okay.
I'm pretty lost here. And I'd never heard that word before either.
Equinox,
so.
No. I mean, I had. But
I've heard the word, but...
Basically, they're twice a year, aren't they? This particular day happens.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What is the day, though?
The spring...
Seasonal. It's not spring, though, is it? Because we're not in spring. So it's...
The winter.
Mm-hmm. It's winter something. Okay. But one. But let's go on to number 4. Yes.
Man like Chris Rea.
Yes.
Driving home for Christmas.
That sounds more like Louis Armstrong.
Oh, shit, Louis, yeah. Mm. Yeah. Chris Rea's got the best voice.
Driving home for Christmas. Mm-hmm. What's the day? What's the day?
The winter... Is this something to them? Is this something to do with the moon?
No, the sun? Nothing to do with the moon.
The work.
Actually, the work.
solstice.
Yes, it's the winter solstice. It's the shortest day of the day of the year today. It's the shortest day of the day. Shortest day of the year.
Yeah,
that's actually crazy because I, when I woke up this morning, because I was up quite early and I was either, and I was out at 8 o'clock because. I was still out at 8 o'clock and I was like, it's still dark.
Yeah.
And it was 8 o'clock.
Mm. So the summer solstice is 6 months from now, so it's the 21st of June is when it's the longest day of the year. Very good. Now, more points galore there for Michael Payne.
Boom, boom, boom.
What are we on now, actually? What's the scores?
6 to Michael Payne.
And what?
1.
We got double points.
Yeah, I think I can't give him double, actually.
Yeah, no, don't give me that. I don't want double.
Okay.
I only want to do what's right, Rhys.
Here we go with number 5. Who's the screamer?
That's me.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what?
No, Harley was first. Harley, I was looking first. At your fingers, first. Harley Preston.
Sure.
Let It Snow.
Yeah. Point for Harley. Who's that by?
You've already mentioned him.
Oh, D-Mart. Mm-hmm. That's correct. Oh, we've done the day.
Everyone sounded the same in them days, isn't it?
Huh? Everyone sounded the same in them days, boy. There's no originality.
I think you're into a run now of ones that we've all heard of these ones. I mean,
like today's musicians, like Young Thug and Rich Amy Kwan, they all sound completely different.
Different from anything we've ever heard before.
Let's get with number 6. Yes. Michael Payne.
No, that was me.
Who's the screamer?
Oh, our buzzers sound too similar.
Harley's the screamer.
Kevin. You're Kevin. Harley's the screamer. And you just shout Kevin. Very different. Yes, Harley. What? What was it?
I thought it was.
Hmm.
I thought it was Jingle Bells.
No,
I thought it was Jingle Bells.
It's not Jingle Bells,
as well.
But
Could you play it again?
I can play it again, sure.
It's all cold down along the beach. The wind's whipping down the boardwalk.
Yes!
Is it under the boardwalk?
No. It's not.
But that's not Bruce Willis.
No.
That sounded like Bruce Willis.
It's not. It's a.
Is it another actor?
It's a male singer.
It sounds like Tom Waits.
It's not Tom Waits. It's a male American singer, really
Bruce
popular.
Springsteen.
Yeah, it is Bruce Springsteen. What's the song, though? What's the song that he's done, the Christmas song?
I have no idea.
Harley, do you know?
No.
Santa Claus is coming to
Santa
town.
Santa Claus is coming.
So you did a
just
about
to say Bruce Stings, Bruce Springsteen.
You weren't, because you can't even say it now.
Bruce Springsteen. There we go, number 7.
Yes! I know what it is.
Yeah, what is it, Michael? What is it?
I know what it is.
Fairy Tale in New York by the Pogues and Kirsty Nick.
That's exactly it. You nailed it. The pronunciation on point.
The Pogues featuring Kirsty McNishmahmikoya.
Do you know who it is? Say her name, Harley, you'll get a point.
Yeah, say McCall, and you'll get it right.
Mate, give it to me. Just give it to me.
Because he said the full thing, apart from any he couldn't pronounce her last name.
No, you don't have to have one, let's be honest. Because I could have just said the Pogues and you would have had to give it to me.
No, I wouldn't. I'd have to hear it. It's featuring Kirsty McColl. She's a big part of the song,
but sorry.
I wouldn't have accepted the Pogues on their own. So
you can leave out the featuring sometimes and still get a point.
Here we go, number 8. Yes, Michael Payne.
Such a good, abrupt way to end the song. It's All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey.
You're some Christmas song,
Harley.
Here we go.
This is becoming embarrassing for you. You need to pull your finger out. It's only 10-3 to Michael.
Okay. Here's number 9. That was Michael Payne, wasn't it?
Wham,
isn't it? I mean, either way, Harley can't win now.
No, but.
Last Christmas I Gave You My Heart?
Yeah, who sings that?
Wham.
Yeah, points. Harley, just put your finger on the buzzer and press it. Here's number 10. Yes, Harley, yes.
Wonderful Christmas Time.
By who?
Oh, I can't remember.
I know.
Who is it?
Is it Shaking Stevens?
No, it's not.
Is it Cliff Richard?
No, it's not.
So you didn't know?
Don't know.
Is it Gary Glitter?
No, it's not. Why do you...
Oh, it's one of them, isn't it?
No, it's
a bit like that, but you pronounce it Paul McCartney.
Yes, Paul McCartney.
Oh, that's it.
Very close.
Sorry, Paul.
Final bonus. I mean, if you get this, well done. Here we go.
Is it one of the Nokia ringtones when they finally went polyphonic? Do do do
do do do do do do do do. That big Christmas hit from the Nokia.
You first turn it on, yeah. Do 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 do. Is it Green Sleeves?
No, it's not.
Drink your
meat. It's probably
mead.
From the Home. I'm assuming it's from the Home Alone soundtrack. Is it? No, it's not.
No, he definitely just Googled a song.
Yeah, for the
play again.
There's so many.
You won't
Christmas
know
songs.
It. You won't know it.
As we journey to Asgard.
Yeah, it probably sounds like some Hobbit rhythm, doesn't it?
Yeah.
The well, Hobbit rhythm. That is it.
Yes.
You've won.
Points, Tyler. Yeah.
There was a bit, there was 11 points available for you, Hobbit Ridden.
You got it all. No, I'm going to tell
just
you.
Nag.
You won't know
I
it.
I win then.
I can't believe you've never heard of this song.
By Lisa Thiel.
What?
You know the Winter Solstice song by Lisa Thiel?
Everyone knows Lisa Thiel's the Winter Solstice song. It's the best Christmas Jacob. Song of them all.
Jacob, you're a chief. You're such he a
was,
chief.
He was like, no one's getting that point. I don't care who's winning, no
he
one's getting
to
that
take
point.
You down.
Fuck it, this is mine. This is my point. Jacob's had the last word on Play to Win, yeah. Basically.
Lisa Thiel's. I'm going to play that. No, I'm not. So, yeah, what's, play the final, here. What's the final score?
So, today's winner is Jacob. Yes. In second place we have Michael Payne with 12 points.
Whoa.
And coming in dead, embarrassingly dead last is Holly Sylvester with 4.
Good effort though, man.
I'm not clapping you.
Cheers,
mate.
Well done. Let's get into it.
Yeah. Yeah, let me tell you about my last night in Edmonton. Matter of fact, my past life in Edmonton. Growing up, some niggas used to hate me, car I was always wavy up and down on them fastbacks in Edmonton. Used to spend every single penny, fuck savings. Dances in green towers, raving in Claverings. Hype with a loud mouth, fist fight in a townhouse. And now we headline at the roundhouse. Yes. This rhythm got me in the mood and the vibe. I'm just happy that a nigga made it through it with grime. Dog had my poster on a 279. Yeah, I set the pattern, left the blueprint. I walked the path, I left the shoe print. Now they're letting youths in. I saw myself in a movie from making music. I had to pinch myself like, who's this? Yeah. Cause it can't be true. Only Edmonton niggas in garment rooms. Cozy with the bangers and the shots, them. Chatting about Chris Gal, me and Liam ran through the lot of them. Yeah. 30 man deep gang, Eros, they tell us not again. Squash beef until we spot them, and then it's on again. It was no thing. Everybody had their own ting. That's how we used to pattern when we go bling. Yeah. Kings me, County Grammar, even Winchmore. Clock wheels, powerful brothers, so we link more. Montague, bounces town, even Church Street. You get caught lacking on there, that's the worst beef. Yeah. 279, the 259, the 149. You slip on there, you run for your life. Yeah, everybody's 30, but not 30 like me though. And yeah, we all been at it, but not early like me though. A man was at it early, but not early like Debo. Buying 28s and trying to work to that kilo. Yeah, thinking about them days got me missing it. Before we had to run from the feds, it was races at Queen Elizabeth's. Stacey was the fastest, 7 was the hardest. NAEM, we used to go Xenon for the dance. Yeah, yeah, before we really was tugging, it was 110s, 95s, heated and bugging. Got me thinking about the camp again. Used to wear the tee and nightcaps, the jackets with the stitching in the back of them. Little niggas doing men's beef. Back when the green had the red seats. I used to style on niggas, put a smile on bitches. House parties over Island Village. Yeah. When it was loose getting bust at night. And 9 niggas went to Jubes in the summertime. Avrex in the worst of the weathers. Before 40 first got developed. Yeah. Before there was a 349. Before my favourite D-boy died. Before they made the green all nice, it was a shit pot. Now it's got a JD Sports, we had the in shops. Yeah. I'll tell you about last night, Emma. Last night, Emma. Yeah. 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 Whoa. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
FUBAR Radio presents
The Hannah Whitten Show.
I really like my boyfriend and the sex is good, but he doesn't make me orgasm. When we finish, I say, I'm going to the toilet and I finish it myself. What can I do? Be like, before you put your dick in me, I need you to go down on me for a solid 30 minutes. I think that's reasonable. What if you told him what you'd been up to? You twist it. You're like, I've been going to the toilet afterwards and finishing myself off. I don't want that to happen anymore, so here's my compromise. You watch me.
I'm turned on thinking about it.
Is he bloody? Of course she is. She's Hannah Whitten.
Every Wednesday.
The Hannah Whitten Show.
From 6 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Yeah.
with some body. With some
dance. Do you know what this song needs, Whitney? You need the, what they call it, the New Zealand rugby team to come in and do some backing vocals. Yeah. They know the haka poem. They can sing. They can come in and go, dance.
And that's how the song was created.
That's how the song was created. That went on in that recording session. They got Jonah Lomu and them, man.
For real.
Some legal queries from Harley.
Yeah.
From Harley. From the listeners. Read out by Harley.
Skeen. I. From Ross.
Easy Shut Ross. Ross. Hopefully it's Kemp.
Oh, I was thinking more Gala.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Unagi.
I was thinking Diana.
I was thinking of my mate Ross from Brighton.
Oh, okay.
I think that's who it is, yeah.
Let's do a poll about who which Ross is.
Hi, lads.
Oh. Easy.
Yeah, you better know he didn't say
that. Diana Ross wouldn't say hi, lads. That's why she's disappointed.
No, Nat's disappointed because she didn't specify. Because lads, you know.
Oh, yeah, of course. Natalie's here as well, you know.
Yeah, thanks for remembering.
Of course. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, Natalie's here. Forget about that. Hi, lads. My girlfriend is super creative. She loves everything about snowmen.
Even snowballs.
She said last week that she'll be my snow woman this year.
Same as a snowman, but without the snowballs.
Yep. I didn't know what it meant, but after trying anal sex this year...
Well, this didn't go the way I thought.
Yeah.
She stuck a carrot in her bum and made me eat it as quickly as I can because it's getting hot and she's melting.
Don't tell people this!
Yesterday she tried it with a parsnip. I'm worried she'll take it too far.
That's too far!
What do I do?
Now Thanksgiving is going to be a yam. Whole yam in her bay.
She's like a carrot.
Fucking melon.
That's where the song Eat That Booty Like Groceries comes
from. For real.
What do you think is taking it too far, Ross? I don't know. So it's a parsnip in the bum or a carrot would probably be too far for me. Eat it as quick as you can.
I just love that it's getting too hot and that she's melting. So
that's brilliant.
She's being very method that acting
might
mean about
she,
it.
This might be her subtle way of dumping you. She might be saying she's not going to be around much more after Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Peak.
Well, it'll be a test for anyone. You want to eat a carrot out of my bum quick as you can to see how true the relationship is if they do it.
I mean, has she peeled the carrot first?
Snowmen don't, do they? Well, it's chopped up for the nose, isn't it, a carrot?
No, you just stick the carrot on. Face.
You don't peel it first, do you?
Unless it's Frosty the Snowman who had a button for a nose.
Mm.
If a girl asked, if a girl you're seeing at the time stuck a
carrot in her bum and tried to make me eat it, is that what you're going to ask me?
Yeah, would you do it?
But say you I don't even know how the question got that far. I don't even know how you got the whole question out.
You got a couple of utes with this girl. Mm-hmm. You know, you're mad in love. Then she just pops that out of the air.
I'd question everything. I'd literally question everything.
But snowmen don't have carrots in their bum, though. So I don't know.
Snow women apparently do.
Do you? What?
Apparently so.
Is that, that's not
Maybe
true.
She's
that
just saying
true.
Her bum's her face then.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's got bum face.
Better than looking like a mince pie, though. Mm. Yeah, what would you rather have? A beanie who had a bum for a face? or a mince pie for a face?
Right, I don't want to be eating booty every time I kiss.
Yeah, I'd rather have a crusty pastry face.
That could
girlfriend.
Be quite nice. Have a mince pie face.
Yeah, I'd rather that than a bum face.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Anything over a bum face.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, you've got to start getting her to put the carrot in the right end. Mm. I think.
For sure.
Convince her. Show her some pictures. Maybe show us some pictures.
Of some snowmen. Yeah, this
traditional snowmen.
Yeah.
Can I just say, a lot of people tell me I've got a pretty bum face.
What?
Do you know what I mean?
A pretty bum face.
Yeah, I get told that you're bum. Do you know what I mean? So.
What? Oh, bum.
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 Bum. Bum.
Sorry.
Bum.
Bam. How do you say it in London?
Bum.
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 Bam.
Bum.
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 Just say bum.
Bum.
But
bum.
It's a bum, innit?
Bum. It's a bum.
Bum.
B-U-M, bum.
Isn't it? Bum.
A bum is a B-O-O-M.
That's
boom.
Boom.
It's explosion.
Yeah. It's a boom.
Boom. It's like a boom. Explosion.
Boom. It's boom. Like a bus or a gun.
Bus. It's a
bus. It's a bus though.
Gun.
But it's a gun.
It's a gun.
It's not a gun.
It's a gun. It's a gun.
It ain't got an A in it.
It's a gun.
No one said it's got an A in it. It's a gun.
A gun.
You makes an A or an U sound.
Oh.
Un.
Un.
Oh.
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 Hook. Like hook a duck.
Hook a duck.
Yeah.
Duck, not duck.
But hug a duck. Hook, buck, look, fuck. you know.
Fuck.
Top.
No. Yeah, that means you say chuck the same way you'd say chuck.
What's the difference?
Chuck.
Yeah, chuck, as if I was going to chuck something.
No, chuck, as in like a chicken.
Choke.
A chick.
What?
Yeah, you know the colloquial term for chickens is chooks. Chooks.
Oh, I thought you meant
yeah, chuck.
Chuck.
And then chuck, as in throw.
Yeah, as in to chuck something.
A woodchucker.
How much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
That's just
a
even lot. More difficult in that accent. Mm. How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
How are we going to solve this problem?
Ross, I don't know,
yeah.
Brav.
Yeah, I think show her some pictures of snowmen and snow women and make her circle the carrot in every picture and then ask her if she notices a pattern.
It could be, though, that Ross is actually only complaint is that he's not keen on carrots or parsnips and he'd prefer, like, broccoli or something. And maybe he's like... Yeah.
No, I think he does like them, but he's worried that she'll put kale up there, like, or something that he doesn't like.
Yeah, that's true.
Did you say kale?
Yeah.
Mm. Kale in your batty.
So, what? Just show her how the snowman are.
Yeah.
Show her the film, The Snowman.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oi. Okay.
This is from...
It's from Gaz.
This might be my dad then, if he started with oi.
Oi, I want my girlfriend to stick her pinky in between my moves.
This could be my dad.
And use the other one to play with my belly button.
I get that. That's all right.
I love to be touched and grabbed around narrow areas of my body. I like to feel like I'm being stretched. Do I have a case? Can I persuade my girlfriend to stretch me in places I've been stretched before?
Oh, but
I'm so confused.
Me too.
He wants his girlfriend to...
To stretch him.
Stretch him while sticking her pinky in his mood.
What does he mean, stretch him?
Like, pull him. Stretch.
I like grab, like... Like he's like is
like
arms need,
like kneading him almost like dough,
and then like pulling his legs, pulling what? Him.
Like, yeah, like an old Victorian torture rack.
A rack, yeah.
Yeah, whilst like pinky fingering his man boobs
and touching his belly button. He's not.
How
got are
you
three
supposed
hands.
To do all that?
He's got three.
Who
hands.
Does he go out with?
Isn't it just some fucking
a fucking
octopus.
Hindu god?
The belly button one, I guess. All right, a little pinky in a belly button's fine, isn't it? But. It's
alright. I just don't understand how he thinks that anyone's that dexterous to be able to do all of that.
What?
I want to work out what the case is as well.
Like. Yeah, do I have a case? You can't just end the fucking email like, with do I have a case? And no. think,
can I persuade my girlfriend to stretch me? And like, that's not a
case. He needs a legal case, a legal thing for you to go, right, I've spoken to Payne Sylvester. Legally, you have to stretch me and stick your finger in my belly.
Ask her, innit? We don't have to get involved in everything, man. Some things you can just ask.
Well, you know? Well, she obviously doesn't want to do it.
Ask first. If she says no, then come back to us.
Yeah, we'll think of some reasons why she should.
We'd probably be more willing to help if you hadn't started with oi.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, that's true. I turned off immediately after the oi. You know, you're not more fire crew.
I was turned on again, though, when he mentioned the moobs.
Mm. It was a roller coaster of emotions, that email, wasn't
for
it?
Real.
Why the pinky though in between the moves? Are they not got a big gap then? When you want a thumb in between the moves.
I mean, you could push them together.
Push them together and then stick a pinky in the middle.
But where does the pulling come into it? What the stretching?
Different. This
guy's got he's got big dreams, fam.
Massive dreams.
You gotta appreciate his
perhaps a girlfriend with massive hands.
Maybe. Yeah.
Or a massive number of hands.
Yeah. Could she put her little toe instead? And then while she's stretching, you put the toe in the move.
I think maybe it's just like, you know, a bit of this, bit of that. Then she'll move on to stretching.
Come back to that.
A bit of belly finger.
I know. By her, like a massage, like an introduction to massaging book. Or just maybe write your own book. Mm-hmm. As to how you think you should be massaged to get it published and give it to her for Christmas. You might miss this Christmas. But maybe for your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's good.
And
write your own massage rules.
Yeah, and also try and avoid telling people this as well, I feel.
Yeah, let us be the last people you ever tell about this.
Don't speak of this again.
And all the listeners, obviously.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
Gaz.
Which reminds me, to make sure you download the podcast.
Oh, yeah. But she's obviously... I mean, if your boyfriend or your girlfriend asked you to do that, you'd be telling some people, wouldn't you? And go, I've said my boyfriend asked
no,
me
No, the
to
next conversation
you.
I had about my girlfriend was, yeah, so we're not really together anymore.
Yeah. Why? What happened?
Well, yeah, don't even worry about it, mate. So what are you saying about that kale, then? Can I get some?
Okay, well, that's helped Gaz.
There you go, Gaz.
Cheers, Gaz.
Our finest advice.
So,
you still got on. You still got 15 minutes to
let's,
get
let's
some
play
in.
A quick rhythm and then
finish with a story.
Yeah,
a cat planting a syringe in a girl's pants.
BJ Yanaku, this is a Manaku reduction. Manlo.
Sound like we're from Southend. Ralph out looking like a Nick Love film. Stand down, come and have a drink, my friend. West End. Call me San and Dan. Tech house, man, yeah, bang, bang, bang. Hipsters, that ain't my gang, gang, gang. I just left with a bird you rang.
Bang, raps on stacks, few grand on a outfit. Bags on tax, no man's not about it. Raps on raps, rap, tracks on rackets. For chaps on packets in Reebok classics. Steady with habits, Kenny's in jackets. Ready's in palace, need a weekend off. My garden's at it, fuck that, tomorrow I'm straight back at it.
When I just cast in, put my rent on black. Super drunk turn out, everyone smash with a West End girl. When a dead end well, who talks smacks in my rap for the Daily Mail. Down your red wine, here's an headline. Great coke twist in alive and well. I put it back at an after party last Friday in a two-star hotel.
Don't you know?
Google Marauder, who's in a daughter, who's an informer, leg bump juice in a coma, don't write tunes on my author, spin spinner and Steve Lawler, bevies in Yates with Paula, private caller ignorer, Ice Street Ken, couple Chevys in Warner, Southerners cross the border.
Southies in a rappy, what about me, I'm here with an Aki and a Saudi, short skirts in fake town all around me, I know Sir Huffman ain't got no boundaries, born and bred and here till I'm dead, at most I get low and maybe move west, maybe go east, maybe stay pen, always keep it local.
Let the dancers, 14 hours on a drink, I fight. 16, I was on a drink up 5. 18, I was on a drink up 5. 10 years later, the rave is mine, that's life. Don't mug your wife, pick your kids up and love your life. Never know, neck out night. London sound in a town we like. You know, we live a free London.
We come through, come mash up the scene. See we dip on the 10 o'clock news. Yo, out the road, them on my double way. Out the road, them dead for the crew. We come through, come mash up the scene. See we dip on the 10 o'clock news.
You know, we live a free dancer.
Radio
in the Southeast Dungeon.
That was that's a big tune. The Reducer by The Manor. It's Payne and Sylvester Incorporated here for another 11 minutes. Hannah Witten's up next, right?
She's got Victoria Sponge in the studio with her.
Is that a real name? Is that a real name?
No, it's two people.
Victoria and Sponge.
Victorious and Sponge. Yes.
Oh, together they make.
Yeah, together they make.
Okay.
Victoria Sponge.
Yes, Victorious.
A victorious sponge.
Sorry, yeah, yeah.
A proper. So we've had a cucumber that can gas you, and a sponge that's just like
that's
unbeatable.
Just mad heroic.
Smart,
yeah,
smart,
together.
Yeah.
Imagine the fucking dynamic
the
duo
power.
They would be.
Yeah, wow. Yeah,
cucumber
yeah.
And cake.
This could be the new Pinky in the Brain. I'm just saying.
But it would cucumber be like, and cake. The cucumber would be like, "Cause you got this. You're the illest cake out here." And then the cake would just be, "Yeah, no."
He's just mad heroic all the time. Just winning bare battles.
Just street fighting, and then getting called up like, "We're bringing you in," and then he's got to fight terrorism.
Nice. No, I reckon it's set in the olden times.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's victorious, isn't it?
He's like, of course. Yeah, maybe in the Victorian era.
He's like in. Do you reckon Victorian times?
Yeah.
I was thinking older than
Darwin's that. First comic book.
I was thinking, you know, like Roman times. He's going into like
into battle.
Yeah, yeah. He's got like spears and shit.
Yeah,
yeah. Like riding horses and that.
Makes sense.
Like in arenas and shit.
A gladiator. He was a gladiator cake.
Yeah, yeah, essentially. Yeah,
Victorian. And he was just always victorious. I think that's.
That's good.
Yeah. So we just figured out who Hannah Whitten's guest is.
Yes, I guess.
God, she used to. How did she get in it? All the way from Roman time. That is.
Time travel.
Yeah, that is a madness. It just comes as a little cake. Of a cucumber.
And then you go to Jake's hand and it does like just something. It does, don't touch me. I'm mad paranoid, isn't it? Everyone's onto me, isn't it? So you can't even try and shake its hand.
Cause like he's like trying to move like he's a person, but everyone can tell he's a cake.
But he doesn't think anyone knows it. He knows.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bare people have been battered for trying to cut him. He's just sitting there, isn't it? Like sometimes he gets like forgetful and he might sit on the little cake presentation thing, innit? Yeah. You know what I mean? And then someone will try and cut him and then lose an arm.
Yeah, he thinks people are always trying to joke him, innit?
Yeah, yeah.
But it's just says him on a piece of cake.
He's got a Scottish accent as well.
Yeah, he doesn't come in foil, he comes in chain link armour. You know?
An armoured cake. Now we're down to an armoured cake.
Yeah. Well, they're in Hannah Whitten show next.
We'll find out. I'm betting against the armour.
Yeah?
I don't reckon. Oh, I reckon.
It's his off day, isn't it?
He's just come to chat, isn't it?
He's just promoting his new battle. Yeah.
Chainlink makes bare noise. It's not good for radio.
No.
You know what I mean?
He's coming to promote his new quest.
Let's finish with a quick story.
Yes, let's go on then. Fucking hell, we can't spend all our time talking about Victoria Sponge.
Shout out Victoria Sponge.
Massive shout out Victoria Sponge. Big shout out.
I actually like that cake.
I've got a new respect. When I'm in like co-op in the later and I see Victoria Sponge, I might spud it, like, but not quite spud it. You know what I mean?
Just like give her a nod.
Cool cuz.
Give her a nod.
You know what I mean? It's cool cuz.
Every time I walk past.
That head nod when you're.
Yeah. You know when you acknowledge, you put respect on the name, innit? I'll be like,
yeah.
Cool cuz.
Yeah.
From the next aisle, though. From the next aisle.
I see you.
Yeah, I see you, cuz. Repping. And then the cucumber jumps in. Yeah, cuz. Told you. So Brandon police said that some teenage girls freaked out after finding syringes among their candy that they'd collected on Monday night. This must have happened around Halloween. According to the police investigation, the suspect behind the incidents was a family cat.
Mm.
The cat apparently knocked over a box of insulin syringes, sending them pouring into a bowl of candy the family had set aside for the boys and girls in the neighbourhood. The syringes were then unintentionally collected and placed in the bags of the teenage girls. The two girls, 13 and 15 years old, found the syringes after they got home.
Why did they call the police? What are the police going to do?
And that, like, you found the syringes.
Yeah.
Actually, I suppose, yeah, to stop more syringes getting distributed in the neighbourhood.
I guess so. Mm.
But that's not the first thing I'll do.
No.
I love the last line of this.
Yeah, it's my favourite.
Police do not believe that the cat acted in a malicious manner. I believe it did, though. Yo,
If you've got a cat, you know that it did
that on
purpose.
Of course it did.
It looked at that and went, yo, trick or treat.
Yeah, insulin. I see the joke here. Candy, insulin. Obviously, I'm going to fucking put you.
That's how the cat talks
as
well.
That's an evil cat.
That was
all cats are evil.
It was quite a good joke on behalf of the cat with the insulin and that.
Exactly.
Can we get it on as a guest?
That's a cunning cat.
I mean, if Hannah can get a Victoria Sponge on.
That's a new guest, I guess.
If Hannah can get a Victoria Sponge on, surely we can get this cat on.
Right. Sure. Surely we've got that kind of pull.
He's probably on the run still.
Surely we've got that kind of pool.
Surely the show's big enough now that we can get the cunning cat on.
The cunning cat on, please. Can we tweet the cunning cat? Please come on. Tell us about your... It's quite strong now if it knocks over a box of insulin.
I think people need to kind of overhaul the whole brand and police force for saying that a cat didn't act in a malicious manner. Because cats always act in malicious manners.
Yeah, would you take the case of the cat, though?
Yes.
The
not the cat.
You're going to not wrap the cat.
The cat is going down for that shit.
Okay.
Also, I want to know who this Brandon Police is. Who is this guy? why is he getting involved?
It's a guy called Brandon Police. He loved The Killers and Sting. Brandon Police.
I think Brandon's in Canada. I mean,
oh, is it?
As in, like, well, Brandon Police might be as well. Yeah, Brandon Police.
we escaped there after this, after this cat impersonating a policeman.
And then just stroking the cunning cat.
I think it might have been Brandon Police that's done it, and he's gone, no, it was a cat.
Yeah, but it weren't malicious.
He could get away with a lot. Imagine turning up to the door, hi, I'm Brandon Police. They'll let him in. Not saying that, actually, my surname's just Police.
Brandon sounds like a great place to be. Where's Adam moving to in Canada?
Vancouver.
I hope that's near Brandon.
Well, I'll tell him about Brandon Police. He might want to...
He might end up in Brandon.
Is that what they do?
Way.
Yes! That's a great way to end the year.
Yeah.
I want to know... What do I want to know?
Ride my bike.
I can't remember what I want. No, that's what I want to know. So is that a thing, giving out sweets at Christmas?
I presume this story was Halloween. But I don't think
surely.
I don't know.
It's an Italian tradition to get sweets.
Maybe it's a Canadian.
You've got enough on your plate.
Around
Christmas than to have kids knocking on your door for fucking sweets.
I guarantee
it's better than going around to
the parents did it. They're like, put some syringes in them sweets, man. They're coming back next year if you do that, man. Blame it on the cat or something, innit? The cat would do something like that.
Yeah, but bro, in England, we go around and we gather all of our friends together. None of us can sing. And then we go to someone's house and expect money from them for a few shit vocals.
Truth. But you know, you're providing entertainment. You're providing light entertainment in exchange for something. But to go around knocking people's doors when they've got, you know, they're having the most expensive, stressful times of the year, expecting sweets.
Yeah, you would fling a syringe in.
You'd fling a syringe in there, man. They're lucky they didn't knock on my door. Good morning, the fucking
razor
syringe.
Razor blades and shit.
Yeah.
Broken glass.
Everywhere.
They just come and just punch them.
And hand them a syringe.
We have to go.
When they're blindly clutching at the air, just hand them a syringe. We do have to go. Hannah Witten is up next. The poll results are
in. I can't believe it.
All right. So we asked you what the most disappointing food out of kale, lettuce, and mayonnaise was. Mayonnaise came in last at just 15%. I find that hard to believe.
Bullshit.
Lettuce came in second at 31%, but running away with it, kale at 54%.
Two victories in a row for me.
Yeah, big time.
Reese.
Smashed it.
Well done, Reese.
Thank you.
Well done.
Thank you.
I mean, it probably won't make the best of show, but.
Best of show's already been made.
It's coming up next week.
It's coming up next week, so make sure you listen out for that.
Yeah, and we'll be back on
is it next week?
The 11th.
11th of January.
11th of January.
Yes.
11th
of January. Oh, we got a big break.
Massive break.
Yeah.
Imagine
huge
this
break.
Was our only thing we did. We'd just be having the longest Christmas
this
ever.
This is the only thing we did.
Well, sorry.
Teasing ahead, you've got a big guest coming in on the first show, but I'm not going to say who it is.
Yeah,
yet.
We're not going to say that it's
present. I am gassed.
Yes.
Who is it?
Like a not cucumber.
Saying
we're
not been
talking to
I just said it, but no one heard.
Okay.
I didn't hear it.
He said he's not going to
say it.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Cool.
We'll see you on the 11th of January. We love you very much. Thank you for listening this year to our ramblings. And thank you for getting in your legal queries, man. Use lot our raison d'etre. Without you, we are nothing.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Bye, bye.
Something up to talk. This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.